Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. My name is Stephen Mansfield, your host, and I'm thrilled that you're with us today. What you're part of now is a whole new experience, a 30-minute show that highlights the teaching of Derek Prince, that allows us to do interviews, tell testimonies, and expand from a former 15-minute show into this great opportunity to impact the world with the Word. I'm so glad that you're here. We've been in a series with Derek on curses that has just been fascinating. And if you've missed any portion of it, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find out there about podcasts and all kinds of things that will help you to catch up. I don't know about you, but I love the idea of getting on that life cycle and having Derek Prince Legacy Radio playing on my iPod. And so I think many of you probably will be able to keep up with us that way as opposed to just being on the radio. What we've learned so far is that curses are real. We've learned the sources of them, what causes them, what their sources are, and we're learning now how to break them. And so today, Derek's going to be talking to us about passing from curse to blessing. I know words like curse and blessing aren't ones we use very much in our modern world, but we're already hearing testimonies about how real these things are, about how breaking these curses changes people's lives. And we've got some exciting stories about the great things God does as we learn and operate in His Word. So let's cut to the chase here, and let's hear Derek Prince talk about how to pass from curse to blessing.
Today I'm going to explain in specific, practical terms how you may pass from curse to blessing. But first, let me quickly go over some of the main points that I've covered in previous talks. First of all, let me remind you of common indications that there may be a curse over your life. First of all, in general, something like a dark shadow or an evil hand that seems to be stretched out over you from the past, and somehow you never can fully escape from that dark shadow. Then specific indications, I listed seven, I'll repeat them again quickly, they're so important. First, mental or emotional breakdown. Second, repeated or chronic sicknesses, especially if they're hereditary or without clear medical diagnosis. Third, repeated miscarriages or related female problems or barrenness. Fourth, the breakdown of marriage and family alienation in general. Fifth, continuing financial insufficiency, especially where the income appears sufficient. Sixth, being accident prone. And seventh, a history of suicides or unnatural deaths in the family. And then I also gave a number of common sources or causes of curses, remembering what the Bible says, a curse does not come without a cause. And I actually listed 12 such possible sources or causes of curses. First and foremost, idolatry, false gods, the occult. Second, dishonoring parents. Third, illicit or unnatural sex. Fourth, injustice to the weak or helpless. And the supreme example of that in our society today is deliberate abortion. Fifth, trusting in the arm of flesh. Sixth, stealing or perjury. Seventh, being stingy with God financially. Eight, words spoken by persons with relational authority, such as parents, husbands, teachers, etc. Ninth, self-imposed curses, curses which people pronounce upon themselves. Tenth, words pronounced by persons representing Satan, witch doctors, and so on. 11th, soulish prayers, utterances, gossip, spoken in a wrong attitude. And 12, unscriptural covenants, being united by covenant with people who are united with forces that are evil and alien to God. And I gave the specific example of Freemasonry. Now, I'm going to tell you today how to pass from curse to blessing. I'm going to speak in clear, simple, practical terms. I want you to listen carefully. First of all, the basis of all deliverance from a curse is the sacrificial atonement of Jesus. This is stated very clearly in Galatians 3:13 and 14, the key verse for this whole theme. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. There's the transition from curse to blessing. That's made possible because on the cross, Jesus was made a curse with the curse due to us, that we might in return receive the blessing due to his sinless obedience. This is stated very generally in Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Where the word iniquity means not only rebellion, but all the evil consequences of rebellion, and one of those evil consequences is the curse that comes for not hearing and not obeying God's voice. Now, once you have met these conditions and claimed your deliverance, I want to remind you very emphatically that thereafter God still requires obedience. Let me remind you of the words of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now that's the ongoing condition. That's the way we have to live once we've been delivered from the curse and entered into the blessing. To remain in the blessing, we have to meet those very simple, basic conditions, that we listen carefully to God's voice and we do what he says. If we again turn away and refuse to hear God's voice and refuse to obey him, once again, we automatically expose ourselves to the curse. Now, this requirement is not something specifically for keeping clear of curses. This requirement is the universal requirement for having God's favor, having the light of his countenance upon us, living in his salvation, his blessing, and his provision. Jesus said the same for all who want to follow him and serve him as Christians and disciples. In John 10:27, he enunciated the same principle in very simple language. He said, my sheep, that is my true followers, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
What a wonderful scripture. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. There's more just ahead when Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Could some of the problems you face be the result of a curse? The clear 21st century answer is absolutely yes. In his classic book, Blessing or Curse? You Can Choose, Derek Prince uncovers the reality of curses in today's contemporary life. Chronic illness, accidents, continual financial pressure, strained relationships, and struggles that just won't go away are all possible indications of a curse at work. Step by step, Derek explains how curses start, how they operate, and how to stop them. In this book, you'll read riveting, real-life examples exposing the nature of curses in today's world, and you'll learn how to identify a curse and stop it cold. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Begin a life of liberty. Choose blessings. 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. My name is Stephen Mansfield, and I'm your host. And I almost don't want to say anything to keep us away one more second from this powerful teaching by Derek Prince called How to Pass from Curse to Blessing. Let's get to it as Derek teaches us how to be set free from the curses over our lives.
What is the basic requirement for being a Christian? It's not the church you attend. It's not your denominational label. All those things are secondary. The primary requirement is hearing the voice of Jesus and following him. See, this runs all through the Bible. If thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and do that which is right in his sight, all these blessings will come upon thee. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. You cannot escape from that basic requirement. What I can help you to do is come out from under the curse and commit you to the grace of God. Then you are responsible thereafter to live your life in such a way that you continue in the grace of God. You continue in his blessings. Now, in order to come into the blessing and out from under the curse, we have to move from what I call the legal to the experiential. Jesus has already made the provision. That happened more than 19 centuries ago. On the cross, Jesus was made a curse so that we might receive the blessing. That's already provided, but we have to make it real in our personal experience. This is true of every aspect of what Jesus did on the cross. He was punished that we might be forgiven. He was wounded that we might be healed. All that has been done. But in order to receive forgiveness, we have to do what God requires. In order to be healed, we have to do what God requires. And so it is with this provision. Jesus was made a curse that we might receive the blessing. That's done. That doesn't have to be done again. But we have to appropriate this provision in our own personal lives. What I call passing from the legal to the experiential. And often, in order to do this in the case of curses, we need to ascertain the cause or the source of the curse. That's why I've taken so much time in these talks to deal with the various possible causes or sources of curses. Now, once we have identified the cause, the source, the point in time and in experience where we, or in many cases our ancestors or others associated with us, were exposed to the curse, then there are four things that we need to do. And they all happen to begin in English with the letters R-E. So I'll make it easy. They are recognize, repent, renounce, resist. Recognize, we have to recognize our problem and its source. Repent, we have to repent of whatever initially exposed us to the problem, whether it was our own sin or the sin of our ancestors. Renounce, we have to say, it no longer belongs to me. I don't accept it. Through Jesus, I have the right to be free from it. It's not my problem any longer. And then resist, we have to take a very definite, active stand against the power of Satan. Let me say those four words again. Recognize, repent, renounce, resist. Let me give you this scripture from James 4:7 about resisting the devil. It's one of the things that the Bible tells us we have to do. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Notice the order. What's the first thing we have to do? Submit to God. Then when we've done that, we can resist the devil, and the Bible says he will flee from us. Do you believe that? I tell you, I believe it for two reasons. First of all, because the Bible says it. Second, because I've proved it in my own experience. When I'm submitted to God, and on the basis of Scripture, I resist the devil, he will flee from me. Now, in order to make this happen in our experience, we need to pray a prayer which fulfills God's requirements.
I want you to be sure to hang on to those four steps to being set free. Recognize, repent, renounce, and resist. As we continue in this series, you'll understand these words even more clearly, but they're so critical to being set free that we have to hold on to them. I hope you're taking notes. I hope you'll even log on to the website at derekprince.org to listen even more to this great teaching. With me in the studio is Christopher Selby, who's not only the executive producer of this show, but also a grandson of Derek Prince. Chris, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Stephen.
Now, I'm wondering about this whole idea of radio. Does that come naturally out of Derek Prince's life, or is it something that now those of us who survive him, you and the family and Derek Prince Ministries, are sort of extending and adding on to his ministry?
Well, actually, radio with Derek Prince Ministries goes back over 25 years. It's something that initiated with God. And, well, I'll just tell you, in his own words, something my grandfather once said about this. He said that as he realized as he traveled and preached that his own personal ministry in certain areas only really scratched the surface of the need. And really that need was for God's word, taught clearly, concisely, thoroughly, completely. And he could only reach so many people by traveling around and doing that. So as he prayed about this, God showed him that the answer was to use radio. It's a very cost-effective medium. It's a wise use of resources to do it that way. And in 1979, he began broadcasting on 8 stations with a very meager budget, and it grew from there.
I think it might be great for our listeners to know what the plan is. Well, how are you rolling this show out? And how are you intending to be of impact with what we're doing here?
Well, what's exciting is that we're already seeing impact, and we're already receiving just incredible stories from people all over the country who have been touched by this radio ministry and how it's changing their lives. These truths that God poured through my grandfather continue to impact people. So our goal is to grow and to be on more stations and all over the country to reach more and more people with this gospel and these truths.
And as people are listening to the show right now, let's say, for example, and I'm just making this up, let's say they're in Washington, D.C.,
yeah.
but maybe they are on some congressman's staff and they're actually from Columbus, Georgia, but they want to see the show in Columbus, Georgia, where it's not airing now. What's the method? How can they help? How can they support and make sure that it gets into all the communities of this nation?
Well, if they really feel God is leading them to do that, and that'd be exciting, that'd be wonderful, it would be really to contact Derek Prince Ministries. Get in touch with us. Let's partner in this. Let's really connect and do this as a team. And, you know, radio costs money, but it's something that we believe it's money well spent and a great investment in the kingdom. So if that's something that God is leading for someone to participate and partner with us in, by all means.
So in my example, and it's just an example of Columbus, Georgia, a group of churches, a group of believers could get together, actually contact DPM, say, hey, we want to fund that here. Can we talk to somebody? And they just contact DPM through the website. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In just a few moments, we're going to be talking about the great things that are happening with this radio program and how God is using it to impact our world. Stay tuned as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
The passing of Derek Prince did not mean the end of Derek Prince Ministries. Instead, it marked a new beginning.
If I had only one message to leave to posterity, my family, my friends, whoever it might be, I would say it in 3 words. God is faithful.
And to succeed, we need your help. Through your gifts and offerings, you play a part in taking Derek's powerful and practical teaching to countless lives and hearts. Through the printed word, audio, video, and more, you keep the ministry of Derek Prince alive and active throughout the world. And of course, your partnership makes it possible to keep ministry, encouragement, and biblical insights coming to you and your family as well. For that, we are very grateful. To honor both the memory and the wishes of Derek Prince, will you stand with us as we continue the work he started so well and loved so much? Prayerfully consider taking an active part in carrying on the legacy of Derek Prince's life and ministry by making the most generous gift you can to Derek Prince Ministries. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit our secure website at derekprince.org. Please make the most generous gift you can and be assured your gifts will be used prayerfully and prudently to keep the teaching of Derek Prince coming to you and others. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us on the web at derekprince.org.
God is faithful.
Thank you for standing with us.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, your host, and with me in the studio is Christopher Selby, who's not only the executive producer of this show, but also a grandson of Derek Prince. Chris, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Stephen.
Chris, I don't want to spend a lot of time just talking about us and the show and the methodology of the show, but what is the goal? Is the goal to have only certain large cities? Is the goal to blanket the nation? I mean, a lot of us aren't familiar with how radio works. So you know, we're so used to national radio shows like Rush Limbaugh, national papers like USA Today, but this sort of works community to community. Yeah. So how do you plan to see it expand, and how can we support it?
Well, we want to be... You know, we want to be in the right place at the right time. And, you know, we really look to God to lead the way on this, but we really think he's given us vision for this. And the vision is to reach as many communities, large and small, across the country as possible, and to bring this radio ministry into people's homes right where they live, right where they are. And, you know, whether it's through the podcast, through the web, through the broadcast radio, over the air. You know, we want people driving in their cars listening to the program, because it's the content of the program is so practical. It's so applicable to our everyday lives that's where we want to meet people.
And is there a strategy? Are you starting in the South? Are you starting in the largely unchurched Northwest? Are you starting in rural areas? Can you give us some sense? Just some people will want to pray, others will want to, you know, get ahead of you maybe in giving. What is the strategy there in terms of rolling out the show?
Well, we are looking for the open doors. We are seeing where these strategic opportunities are opening up, and we are prayerfully running through those doors. As God opens them up, we are going through them. So it's not a specific thing where we're saying, okay, we're going to start in New York and LA, and then we're going to go from there. It's where the doors are opening up, and we're seeing them open up already.
Now, suppose somebody is hearing the show, doesn't want to doesn't receive any mail from DPM, so they don't have a street address or any of the publications, and they want to make a contribution. Is that done through the website, or what should they do? Should they email and give their street address? What's the best way to go?
You can just contact us through derekprince.org. That's the best way to go about it, because there's so much more information there. Some questions you might have can easily be answered on the website, and then contact us through email from the website. It's just a great way to keep in touch.
And also, for people who are listening, if they have a heart for Israel, or they have a heart for France, or they have a heart for Russia, they need to know that DPM is doing things in all of those nations, and they can support those efforts specifically, can't they?
They can. We have outreaches. We have boots on the ground. We have offices that operate in 39 different countries around the world. And if people want to support that financially, that's great. There are lots of ways to do that on the website and contact us. But really, what I would really solicit is people's prayers.
That's great. Christopher, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Stephen.
Now, I want to tell those of you who are listening that the website, I know we mention it all the time, but the website is the way to make contact with us, to make contact with Derek Prince Ministries. And so derekprince.org, you'll find there all kinds of information about the ministry, about what's happening internationally, about what's going on with this show. And there's also a free resource always available. And this time, as you may have heard me say earlier in our shows, it's called The Divine Exchange, a great little book, a great teaching by Derek Prince on what Jesus did for us on the cross. I also want to reemphasize that for those of you who may not be able to listen to the shows consistently on your radio station, that they're not only are available on the website, but they're also available on podcasts. And again, as I've said before, you know, I love working out with my iPod stuck in my ears, listening to music, listening to podcasts. I learn most of what I know from podcasts these days. And so this show really can be available to you in any format that you need to be able to hear it and digest it into your life. Well, listen, for Christopher Selby, the executive producer of this show, for me, Stephen Mansfield, and for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, thanks for being with us, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow when the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Blessing or Curse, you can choose for only $14.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. When you do, don't forget to ask for your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, The Divine Exchange. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.